Okay, this is our very first guided activation in Asheville, North Carolina. And today we have the rain with us. And we have some beautiful souls in the audience. So let's begin by bringing all of our awareness into the here and now. So you're going to take a slow deep breath in through the nose and then slowly exhale out all of the air through the mouth. So as you slowly breathe in and exhale out, you're going to bring your focus to the heart center. Bring all of your attention and awareness to the heart. And as you do this, feel your feet aligned with the essence of the earth, the beautiful, pure essence of Gaia. Now, as you continue to breathe, you're going to call your spirit back to this earth plane, back to earth and your body. It's as if you're gathering your fragments out there in deep space, deep inner space, and you're going to focus it and bring it back to the heart center. You're going to re-own your body. This is my vehicle for my divine expression onto the earth plane. I walk upon the earth, but I am not of it. Meaning, you maintain a compassionate neutrality regarding everything that happens upon the earth plane and within humanity. Keep breathing slowly, bringing awareness back to here, back to now. I am here, I am now, I am. I am one with my body, but I am not of my body. Feel the power of the earth below your feet. Feel the power of the water element. Now allow your emotional body to receive the healing waters of this rain. Feel as if this rain is gently cleansing your emotional body of distortions, of extreme polarities. Of uncontrollable impulses. We're going for balance here. So we can breathe in and ask for the alignment with the Buddha energies of divine balance and harmony within your emotional body. So we're going to take another deep breath, and we're going to release energetically. Release your attachment to your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and all of the chaotic energies in the world. And become the voyager. See your awareness moving through a gateway of golden light. Into the realms where anything is possible. All right, you're going to call forth your I Am Presence, your High Self, your Amakua, as they say in Hawaii. You're going to call forth your spirit to be very present right here and right now. Take a deep breath. Release yourself from the past, from the future, and be in this now moment. I'm going to ask your guardian angel to step forward. Feel as if you can literally connect and commune with your guardian angel. And that its presence is right there with you. And your angel is here for love and support. Simply ask your angel for its support in whatever shift that you are making in your life, physically, medically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Now, let's call forth together four pillars of light. In the north, south, east, and west of this room. We're calling forth the power of the four directions to stabilize this activation. In a way that can serve you the easiest and the most simple. All right, let's call forth the cleansing rays for not only yourself, this room, this environment, this community, and the greater Asheville area. You're going to be a conduit for these cleansing energies to pass through us into the environment, into the community, into your neighborhood, into the area which you reside and or work in. These are cleansing energies from Prime Source that come by way of the Great Central Sun and the core of Gaia. That also come through your higher self. So whatever needs to be cleansed and rectified, just simply allow it to be. Just simply receive, open, trust, and enjoy the experience. The pillar of light from the north is balancing and expanding your spirit. The pillar of light in the south will help you to liberate your consciousness from being stuck in the veil, in the matrix of suffering, in the matrix of polarity and duality, from the matrix of false beliefs. light in the south will help you to stay grounded and centered within your spirituality. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the south. Down into the earth. And then breathe up past the crown, up into the heavens. Illuminating your spirit. Now we're going to breathe into the west. Into your feelings and emotions. This pillar of light will help you to become more aware of the unconscious emotional patterns that have affected your physical body. Now we're going to align and breathe into a pillar of light in the east, representing your higher mind. Representing your wisdom, but also representing belief systems that have kept you stuck in the matrix of suffering. Bring awareness back to the heart. Keep awareness into the breath. And you are not your body. You are the Voyager. Now we're going to call forth your inner child. And we're going to ask your inner child to appear to you at the age that is ready for self-healing and a shift in a consciousness. And we're going to ask you to ask your inner child to come into this activation with open arms, ready to surrender the grief and the confusion. Of carrying the collective unconsciousness of humanity, or the archetypal illusion of being born in sin and limitation. So we're going to ask your inner child to just gently release that belief system of being stuck in the matrix of suffering or worry, as some would call it. The effects of which we call stress and anxiety. Okay, we're going to bring awareness to the bottoms of the feet. Both feet at the same time. Breathe into the soles of the feet, activating the power of your feet chakras to stay centered and calm in the world of ever-changing forces of evolution. Now bring awareness to the base of the spine. And you're going to talk to your body, the base of the spine, and your hips, your whole pelvic girdle. And you're going to breathe into that part of your body the power of stability and the power to stay balanced within all things of the earth. Breathe in a sense of calm and peace to the base chakra. Breathe in a beautiful calming presence for your base. And now feel the base of your spine stabilizing with the spine of the earth. Okay, now we're going to bring awareness up into the solar plexus, your stomach area. Slow, deep breath. I'm going to bring extreme balanced awareness into your power center, into your sensitivity center. Okay, now you're going to, as you are ready, to release all energies that are not yours, that are in your body, that have been in your body perhaps for a long time. Begin to release it now through the out-breath. You can visualize it leaving your solar plexus, if you will, and going into the earth to be purified by the Earth Mother. These could be family energies, it could be energies from your first marriage, or your first boyfriend or girlfriend, significant other relationship. Could be energies you've taken on from the world because you cared too much. Now, visualize in your mind's eye as you move awareness up to the Ajna center, your forehead, your third eye, that your empathic frequencies are balanced, neither too low or too high, but right in the middle road, the middle path. Now, we're going to bring in more of the solar energies from the central sun into your pineal. Feel as if the internal sun within your pineal gland is activating to the next level, to where your vision, to where you are trusting your vision. And your vision is like that of an eagle. An eagle can see great distances. And whose vision is very 360 degree wide, can see in the darkness, and can have pinpointed laser focus when needed. Now, in your dream time, you can create the intention of using your third eye abilities in lucid dreaming and in your out-of-body experiences beyond the fourth dimension, beyond the astral plane. All right, we're going to call in one of your major guides now. Take a slow, deep breath. Feel the presence of this guide. And ask this one to help you to see and feel and know your next step. And to know why you are here. What really is my purpose? Now bring awareness into the throat and the base of the skull. Again, releasing all energies that are not yours. Taking command, taking control of your throat chakra. Now we're going to call for some archangel energy to help build this cocoon of light that we are building together, to encompass all 12 major levels of consciousness and power points, and as you are ready to activate these higher codes of understanding, allow the downloads to gently filter down to the earth plane and your physical body. It is a bit like fertilizer for the soul, fertilizer for the earth. Let's move awareness in the center of the brain. Slow, deep breath. I am center of brain. Activating pineal to the next level. Beginning to cleanse out the medulla, the base of the skull. Now regulate your organ flows through the heart center, regulating your personal space. Allowing all 12 levels to come into balance. And now we're going to breathe through the spine. Allow the energy to work at its own pace. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and relax. Again, into letting go of all energies that have impacted your field from the environment and from humanity. And let's breathe through the body as if it was porous. Again, breathe in harmony and balance. Breathe in that cobalt blue into the spine, working all 10 levels of the spine. Once again, let's breathe in harmony and balance throughout your whole system, throughout your emotional body and your mental body. Okay, we're going to finish up this activation. Stay in this now moment. Slow deep breath. Now the downloads will occur as you are ready to receive them. And symbolically put them in your storage area. That is like your filing system for your brain. Now, feel your presence around your body. This is your space. This is your energy field. Now, symbolically, you're going to create a tuning fork that, when hit upon any object, shall we say, will tone your soul frequency. So whenever you need to rebalance yourself, to recenter, to reground, to come back into focus, imagine your soul striking the tuning fork to your ears. And as you imagine hearing your soul frequency, that will help your body to come back to this now center point moment. Feel the presence of the angels and the masters about you. Feel the presence of your home realm and your soul group that are supporting your quest here upon the earth, your spiritual quest, your earth adventure. Your soul group is like your cheerleading section, cheering you on step by step. Now, breathe into this now moment, the ability to be aware of who you are, what you are, where you're going, each and every day. Holding the power of trust and faith, and allowing Prime Source and your higher self to guide you each and every day, especially in those moments of reflection and meditation. Coming back to the now moment, slow deep breath. Beginning to open your eyes, feeling your feet, your hands, the top of your head, the base of your spine, and your chest. And when you're ready, come into this now moment, remembering to drink water. To make sure you're always centered and grounded before driving in your car. We're going to call forth the spirit of Asheville, the greater Asheville area. To work with you. On the inner planes with your purpose and your ability to understand self. Okay, let's take that pure white light that comes from source and breathe it through the grid here in the greater Asheville area into the pyramidal structures, into the power points of these beautiful mountain ranges, waterfalls and lakes and rivers. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Allow your brain to adjust. This activation will continue to run in the background of your life as needed, according to your ability to trust and receive. We thank all the guides. We thank the presence of the earth. We thank your guides, your guardian angels, and your soul group. We send our blessings to all levels of creation in this now moment. May all beings be at peace. So be it.